Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Dear listener, welcome to Monday Night. It's the late night alternative. Oh, I've got to stop quite close. There's more sound to that. That is the mighty Rocking Birds. Their cover of Deeply Dipping. I love that. I'm going through a huge Rocking Birds thing. Here's a sentence I didn't think I would say in the year 2019. By the way, my name's Ian Lee. You are?
Catherine Boyle.
Thank you. 0344 499 1000. Late night alternative, a late night phone-in show, unlike any other, in that we're not going to talk about Rory Stewart or any of those other Muppets. Here's the thing. Everyone thinks he's a cool guy. You know who he wants to invite into the...
Yeah, I know.
He wants to work with Farage.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks this is the cool guy. The best we can hope for is a guy who looks like a dying wizard who wants to invite Nigel Farage in. That's the best we can hope for. So we're not going to be talking about that. We're not going to talk about any of the usual... Like, take your headphones off.
I will. I was just checking they worked.
Take your headies off. We're talking about... It's a show where we just sit and chat. Some of you may remember me. I was in I'm a Celebrity a couple of years ago. I stole the strawberries. Catherine's been doing radio for 20 years.
Yeah, and I also did an excellent donkey report on BBC Look East once.
If anyone has the footage of that, boy oh boy, I would like that.
Oh, I've got the footage on a video.
Have you? Mm-hmm. Oh, give it to me. I'll upload it to YouTube. Is it on VHS?
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Somewhere. All right, I'll have
find
a, I'll have
it. Because you know I've got the facilities to convert that, a VHS recorder connected to a computer. So we just sit here and we chat, and it's not serious. It's not. It can get serious. Can get dark. We get a lot of people phone up and share their mental health stories or their addiction stories. That's cool. I got mental health. Everyone's got mental health. I got addiction stories. So we can talk about that stuff. But here's what I've finally come to the conclusion of, right? This show should be about spreading love, about spreading art, about enriching our lives, about playing music that some of you are going to hate, some of you will be disinterested in, and some of you will love. About trying to make everyone's... our lives, your lives, everyone's lives a little bit better. And I think I've finally worked out my relationship with Twitter. And did we talk about this on air or was it off air? I think it was off air that we kind of came to the actual conclusion that on Twitter, right, I've deleted all my tweets again. On Twitter, I'm only going to post positive, upbeat things. Okay, I'm only going to share like films that I've enjoyed, songs that I've discovered, funny things, upbeat. I'm not going to get into the... I mean, what was I arguing with on last week on Twitter? Some Michael Jackson people after me. I don't know. There was arguing with people on Twitter for no reason. And it just saps away your soul. So I'm going to share that kind of stuff. I think I'm going to keep the mental health stuff to a minimum on there and probably do that on Periscope. It's like having different channels at my disposal.
Yeah, because you know if you put it on Twitter, loads of people will be lovely.
Yeah.
And a few people will smell blood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm going to probably try and keep that off Twitter unless I have, you know, an amazing revelation that I think, you know, it's going to save lives. But I'll probably share that on Periscope. I think that's going to be the home of that. Still doing Twitch, back to doing Twitch after having a couple of weeks off, twitch.tv/Ian Lee. And that's going to be kind of, as well, upbeat chatty stuff that's going to be safe for kids to watch and listen to, and kind of a focus on retro. And this show is going to be, I don't know what it's going to be, but we want to try and, you know, we want to celebrate life. Whenever I try and sell this show to like an American or a pop star, I say, what's your show like? Well, we celebrate life. And I think that's what this is going to be. So if you want to join us in the celebration of life, 0344 499 1000. And if you stop listening as much as you used to because the show got too heavy, that's fine. That's done. We've moved on from that. The show is not a heavy black cloud anymore. It's the Giggle Factory is open for business.
But here's the thing about that black cloud.
Here we go.
Had to happen to get to where we are now, which is a miles better place, right?
Oh, we got loads of people, loads of new listeners, because I had a breakdown on air.
I barely noticed.
We got loads of new listeners. So, seriously, people tweeted saying, I started listening to you after the break because of the breakdown. Man alive. What a show. And the breakdown was horrible. It was humiliating. It was upsetting for you, Catherine. Upsetting for me. Was it you? It was you, Sam. It was Amy. It was upsetting for Amy. Upsetting for some of the listeners. Some of the listeners took glee in it. All of these things are valid. Someone asked me about it today on Twitch. Do you regret it? No. Had to happen. And the show since then has been better. My life is better. Everything is better because I had to burst that bubble. We've posted a couple of really good clips online. Have you seen the clip with Catherine's T-shirt, Sam? Sam is back. We've not had Sam for a while. It's nice to have you back, man, genuinely. The clip with Catherine's T-shirt is, I saw an advert on a Facebook page that said, just get your pictures, you know, pictures of heads on your T-shirt. And I got it made, and it's best 25 quid I've ever spent.
25 quid?
Well, including postage, yeah. From China.
Crikey, Bobs.
From China.
Ingenious.
Those Chinese are so clever. the human rights might be appalling, but have you seen our human rights? I mean, we tortured prisoners with the CIA. What was it? Rendition. Mm-hmm. We took part in rendition. So who are we to call China bad?
Well, it's all bad.
I would shoot a terrorist in the kneecap if it saved one child. Only because I saw...
Which child?
Mine, of course. I saw Jack Bauer do it on 24. He shot a terrorist in the kneecap. He had to find out where that bomb was. Shot him in the kneecap. He put a cushion between the knee and the gun, so that would make it softer. Mm. And it worked. They found out where the bomb was. So I would do that. I would have no problem. I have no compunction in any way that would stop me shooting a terrorist in the kneecap.
So it's either going to be Pride of Britain for you or Victoria Cross at some point.
I don't want to get Victoria Cross. I like her. That's a joke. There are plenty of those jokes as the show goes on. 03 44 499 1000. 03 44 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, cost you pennies, probably free. You'll speak to Sam tonight. He will take your name and number and we'll give you a call back. Now, while we want to celebrate life and love and art, we also have to call out bad art. We also have to call out, bad art. Clicking my neck there, dear listener. I have to call out some bad art. Oh, and really? I knew it was bad because it got terrible reviews, but I promised the kids we'd go and see it. I'll give you a clue. This song isn't in it. Here come the men in black. That song is not featured in it. You seen it? The reviews, I think, praised it a little bit too highly in their dismissal of it. It is a terrible movie. I guessed the twist 5 minutes into the movie.
They were all dead all along.
The plot doesn't work. The relationship between Thor and the lady doesn't work. The special effects were all right. There wasn't enough Emma Thompson in it. I would like more Emma Thompson in it.
Yes.
Liam Neeson's a dirty racist.
In
real life.
Oh.
Never forget, Liam. Never forget. Here's the thing. When I heard what Liam Neeson had said, that a friend of his had been raped by a black man, and he went out on the streets of Ireland with a cosh, I think he had in his pocket. He wanted to club his quote, a black bee. When I heard those words, I walked the streets of the West End with a cosh in my pocket because I wanted to club a acting bee to death. Just wanted one actor to bump into me so I could get my cosh out and just give them what for. And not one did. Not one actor did. And a week or so later...
It's because they're very careful people.
A week or so later, I managed to breathe it out. But I'm furious with Neeson. And if I ever meet Liam Neeson, I will not cosh him to death, obviously. But I'm going to give him a very, very stern look. I'm going to give him this look. And maybe even the finger.
Wow.
That's what I'm doing to Liam Neeson. And he was in it. And it's the film doesn't really make any sense. I tell you what, this is a thing, right? This is a thing with me. 0344 499 1000. This is a thing with me. And I remember noticing this at a very young age. Like about, by the age of 10, I'd noticed this, right? I don't think films where they go to Europe, especially Monaco, are very good. A film that either starts off in Britain or America and then goes to some European countries, especially Monaco, I don't think those films are very good.
Well, apart from National Lampoon's European Vacation.
It's not the best. It's the weakest in the entire
run.
Oh,
no, I love that film.
No, it's the weakest.
No.
Eric Idle hams it up too much. It's the weakest. Yes, we get to see Beverly D'Angelo doing a little sexy striptease. She's a woman, isn't she? Mm-hmm. Beverly D'Angelo, what a woman. And by the way, tonight's phone-in, good films where they have to start in America or England and then go abroad, particularly to Monaco. Name a good film. I don't think
Madagascar 2, is it? They go to Monaco?
Not a great film.
Oh, no, Madagascar 2 was when they go to Africa. Is it Madagascar 3?
Terrible film.
Oh, no, not terrible. The Madagascar trilogy is a classic.
I was thinking more... there's too much swimmer in it. I was thinking more...
Live action.
Live action movies. And also, people... This is what we're going to do. We're going to... Hello?
I was going to say Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, but that really doesn't stand up anymore, that film.
I don't
film.
Think it was funny at the time.
Oh,
you know
I
the funny? What's the funniest bit in that film?
Well, the bit that you can't do, and it's not funny, it turns out.
What
where he does
that?
A wee at the table.
Okay, what's the second funniest bit in that film? What about the bit where they're walking along the pier and he pushes the old lady in? Remember that bit?
No.
There's a bit where they're walking along the pier and there's an old lady bent over and Steve Martin pushes her
I don't
in.
I remember that bit.
Right.
I remember the dancing.
I tell you why you don't
the
remember
dancing.
That bit. Because that bit was in the trailer, wasn't in the film.
What?
Was in the trailer, wasn't in the film.
That's the bit they decided to take out.
No, it was filmed especially for the trailer.
Oh.
It was filmed especially for the trailer. So this is, we've got some great phone-ins here. Bits in trailers that weren't in the film. 0344 499 1000, or bits that lied in trailers. My niece Pepper, who is I'm going to say 10, maybe she's 11, she was disappointed because in the trailer for Men in Black, this is not a spoiler really, the little pug dog is in the trailer. Well, the bit with the pug dog in the trailer is the only bit in the film. I think that might have been in previous Men in Black films. I don't know. I've never seen one. So she was disappointed. Good films that begin in America or Britain and end up going through Europe. Can't name a good one. And people with apostrophes in their name. Beverly D'Angelo. James O'Brien.
Olivia Darbo.
Are we getting Dave Clark or not?
It's gone quiet.
This is the thing, right? This is a message. Sorry, I burped at the start of that message, but it's still important.
Can you retract that?
No, I'm not retracting it, because this is what the disgust I feel for PR people who email... name?
Me.
Name?
Catherine.
Thank you. Who email Catherine, my best friend, and say, got a great guest for you. How would you like Dave Clark of the Dave Clark Five? How would you like Salt and Pepper of Salt and Pepper? How would you like all of these wonderful stars? And we go, how would you like Belinda Carlisle?
Oh, yeah.
We go, yeah, we would love to. We would love Belinda Carlisle. We'd love Salt and Pepper. We'd consider Dave Clark from the Dave Clark Five. The PR's come to us. Then it goes quiet, right? It goes quiet. And then we either hear... Belinda Carlisle on The Breakfast Show.
Oh, that's not what happened.
Okay, all right. What happened? Quickly.
Got pinched by The Breakfast
Show. This is what I'm saying. Because they got pinched by The Breakfast Show. Or they just never come back to us. So listen, PR people, don't use this as a fishing expedition, right? I don't want any more PR people getting in touch with, I'm so sorry.
Catherine,
my best friend, or my show, offering us people that you have absolutely no intention of giving us, right? We will chase down the people we want. So you know what? You can take your Dave Clark. Dave Clark will not get a better interview than the interview he's not going to get on this show. This would have been a career-defining interview for Dave Clark of the Dave Clark Five, right? Hang on a second. Well, he's not coming on this show now.
Well,
he's not welcome. What?
I've just written to them again while you were talking, saying, any news on this? We'd really love to speak to Dave.
It's supposed to be a team.
Well...
Okay, well, Dave Clark is welcome on the show. I don't want any other celebrities. This is Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Wild Man of Late Night Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
You see, they found that Indian escapologist.
Yeah.
That's sad. Really sad story. Indian escapologist was getting lowered into the... Here's the thing, Daily Mail Online. Well, tell the story first, sorry. Getting lowered in a glass Perspex box into the Ganges, doing an escapology thing, and he didn't come out. And they found his body. I've been just kind of looking at this story throughout the day because it popped up on Twitter, and I thought, oh, man, alive.
Yeah, it didn't look good, did it?
Didn't look good, and they found his body. And if I got it right, did the Mirror, the Mail Online... I think the picture on the main page, it looks like, I didn't click on it because I didn't want to see it, it looked like him being pulled out of the water. That's what it looked like. In fact, you know what, I have to look because I may be doing them a hideous disservice. So let's have a little look. Hang on a second, let's see if we can find it.
But I've noticed more and more of that stuff where the... graphic image is on the front page, so by the time you've realised what it is, you've seen it. Do you know what I mean? Like, for example, you know, parents with their stillborn baby, tragic, you know, last moments, and then you realise that's what you're looking at.
That might be him being lowered in. That might be him being lowered in.
Okay.
That might be him being lowered in. Okay, that could be him being lowered in. In which case, that's significantly different. Okay. All right, that could be him being lowered in, but it's a really sad story. What was the gentleman's name? Let's get the guy's name. Lahiri something. Chanchal Lahiri. That's sad, man. And that's the thing, though. Escapology is proper dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
It's proper dangerous. That's sad.
I don't actually enjoy acts like that.
Oh, I don't. I do. I don't like
when they're plummeting down towards a load of swords. They're going to get a sword in the face. I don't like it.
I Well, hang on. What act have you seen where someone plummets down to a sword in their face?
There was something on Britain's Got Talent where they were liable to get a sword in the face or a spike or something very pointy. But Simon Cowell kept going, yeah, what I really want is more danger. There was one the other day, for example, on Britain's Got Talent,
yeah,
where they'd put a sword in a cardboard box and they were all jumping on these. They had like loads of different boxes and they all had to choose a box to jump onto from a great height.
Right.
And of course, thankfully, they didn't pick the one with the sword pointing upwards because it did look very pointy. But I don't like those.
Right.
If I want to watch an accident about to happen, I'll just watch my kids for half an hour.
Here's the thing, it's a trick. It's a magic trick, right? Come around here, I'll show you something. Here's the thing. It's a magic trick, right? It can't go wrong, okay? It can't go wrong.
Oh, this is going to go wrong.
I'm going to show you one where it... No, come and look. Come and look. Here we go. Put the headphones
on. A magic trick didn't go quite as planned on live TV in Poland. During the Question for Breakfast morning show, a magician got host Marzena Rogalska to join along. The host was rushed off set for medical attention, but she says that she didn't even need stitches. The show writes that the trick was performed perfectly during rehearsals. Marzena posted a video on Facebook talking about the incident.
Że rozszalał się internet i że okropnie hejtujecie tego człowieka, który przecież tego nie chciał. No przecież nie chciałeś.
Some people believe that it was a setup, but Marzena writes on Facebook that it all actually happened and she's currently recovering.
That's real.
Be sure to watch Inside It.
Well, you saw it.
You made me.
You need to see these things. This is real life.
It's too real, man.
Really bad gut ache. I might be doing some terrible growlers later on.
Wow, you're...
I feel so
That's
ill.
Not what I call a growler.
Oh, OK, sorry. My stomach is not in a... I've still got this stomach bug.
Have you now? Are you going to come in this time, Catherine Pants?
4991000 is the phone number. 0344-499-1000 is the phone number. I can't watch Britain's Got Talent unless I'm getting paid to by GMB, but those suckers... I said suckers, but I was thinking the other word. They won't touch me now. But I hate it. I hate it. I hate Britain's Got Talent. I hate X Factor. Is it still called? Yeah, X Factor. Because the way for them to work is the first few rounds have to prey on people who are mentally ill, who have been lied to by researchers, who have been tricked and told, oh, you're good enough to get through to the judges' houses. You've got a real talent, you know. People like Jim the Dancer, friend of the show, who has got a real talent. I think he's a borderline genius. He has got a real talent. He's unique. If you've never seen him, go on YouTube, type in Jim the Dancer, and you are in for a delight, right? He dances. He's got his amazing backgrounds that he makes himself, doesn't get a penny for it.
He makes his costumes.
Makes his costumes. It's weird. It's funny. It's performance art. It's great, right? It's great. That's not the act they're looking for on Britain's Got Talent. He's on there to be laughed at. Mm-hmm. That's what they've got him on there for, to be laughed at. And he's been told by someone, oh, you're good enough to get through to the next round. He's better than any of the other acts that go on there. He's not an ITV Saturday night act. He's there to be part of the inverted commas. I'm not calling you a freak, Jim, but you're there to be part of the freak show. Because, you know, that's not what they want.
No, he's too different. He's too different.
So I can't watch those programmes now. And I used to like the first rounds. It's funny, you get some, you know, bald old guy who's got a medical shoe that's got a lift in and milk bottle glasses, and he'd be singing Neil Diamond awfully. And you go, yeah, this is funny. And then I just got what it was. Mm-hmm. It's we're laughing. It's bedlam. We're paying to go and stand in the rafters of a lunatic asylum, a mental home, and laugh at people. That's what it is. And I think it's horrendous. Mm. I think it's awful. I think we need it's never going to happen, but we need such a rethinking of... Did you bring the papers?
I thought you grabbed them.
No, I did ask you to bring the papers.
Well, there's papers all over there.
Okay, what I need is... No, stay there, because I need to copy the star, which we'll find. But it's the one paper we haven't got.
I bet. Right, let me go and get it.
Go on, get it. Go on, get it, mate. I do think We have got some calls, so I'm just enjoying chatting to Catherine. Not seeing Catherine all weekend. I'm just enjoying chatting. 0344 499 1000. I do think we need a complete rethink of the way that we do television, because it's just so mean. All right, I contributed some of it in the 11 o'clock show, and I'm fully aware of that. I'm proud of the show, but yeah, we probably contributed to this meanness, this darkness. But I think we need to have a rethink. We'll have a look at the story that I was going to refer to in a second. 0344 499 1000. This, dear listener, is Talk Radio.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Uncut, after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Here we go. We need to listen to this, right? And this guy he was very polite to me when I met him, the couple of times I met him. But his nasty TV persona is poisoning Britain. Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
It's poisoning Britain. Poisoning Britain. It's horrific, toxic. I'm just saying it how it is.
He's a human clickbait.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't believe most of the stuff he tweets. I can't see his tweets now. He blocked me because I pointed out I hadn't libelled or bullied or belittled an innocent couple that were being accused of a crime they didn't commit, unlike him.
Yeah, I don't believe he believes it either.
I don't believe it. He's found a thing that works for him.
Uh-huh. I mean, he's not gone quite as far as some people. Hopkins.
Yeah.
But it's the same game.
Oh, no, and the reason he's not gone as far as Katie Hopkins, who's a proven anti-Semite, anti-racist, horrible human being, and I think she does believe her stuff. The reason he's not gone as far as her, I suspect, is because if he called, you know, refugees cockroaches, he'd lose his million quid a year gig on GMB.
Yeah, he's got more to lose.
Yeah. Listen to this. Piers Morgan hit out at self-pitying Amanda Knox in a furious row. He blasted the American for making a tearful return to Italy, where she served 4 years in jail after being convicted of the 2007 murder of her British housemate, Meredith Kircher, 21. And he accused Amanda, dubbed Foxy Noxy by the media, this is in The Star, of dodging an interview with him. It's like this thing, and we had it at the BBC, and we have it, some people have it here. How dare they refuse an interview with me? Now, if it's a matter of public interest or safety, if it's a councillor or a politician, to a certain extent, I get it,
yeah,
right?
If they're a public servant,
yeah.
Then they should be called to account.
They should be.
And it's an interesting move if they decide not to, and it needs to be flagged up.
But also, I kind of think you've got a choice. I shouldn't say this, I'll get in trouble, but you've got a choice. You've got LBC or you've got us. Where are you going to go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to do them all. You can. I think one could legitimately argue you've done one national station, that's all you need to do. But that's a different thing. But we had this at the BBC, and it's this thing. How dare Amanda Knox turn down an interview? Why would she do it? Why would she want to walk into your bear trap? Why would she want to talk to you? Why would she want to give you the publicity of her appearance?
Yeah. I saw what she tweeted.
What did she tweet?
She said, "That's interesting. You've been begging me for an interview for years." Something like that, anyway. But, you know, having watched that documentary, it's clearly something she spent a lot of time coming to terms with and also being punished for.
Here we go. This is it. Amanda, who was cleared on appeal in 2015, so she didn't murder Meredith Kircher, broke down as she told a criminal justice conference in Medina that she remained a controversial figure and still feared rearrest. But the Good Morning Britain presenter tweeted, "Out of respect for Meredith Kircher's poor family, Amanda Knox should stop her self-pitying all about me victim tour and shut up." No, she shouldn't. Her life has been ruined. She spent 4 years in prison. People still think she did it.
I was going to say, she's probably still getting stuff.
Talk about it as long as you want. And I think she is being respectful to Meredith Kircher's family, but while still owning her own story. This is her story. Meredith Kircher's family have their own story, which is a slightly different story. I don't know. They may think she's responsible. I don't know. But her story is someone who was wrongly accused, who was stitched up. We've even got a bloke working on this station who, when he had a TV show, did a phone-in, Foxy Noxy, would ya? Would ya? A bloke working on this station did a phone-in. It was only on button five on the telly, but did a phone-in on a TV show, Foxy Noxy, would ya?
Yeah.
Jesus. Jesus. This woman has to live with that. I mean, Foxy Noxy, how degrading is that? Because she was a hot young woman and her name was Nox, Fox, Foxy Noxy. She's got to live with that. Meredith, Meredith, apologies. Amanda, you go and make as much money as you can. You go and educate as many people as you can. You go and do whatever you need to do.
But also, there's a basic hypocrisy there from him. He wants her to shut up about it unless she's coming on his show. And then he'll get her in the chair and probably want to get a few tears out of her.
Yeah.
And he'll plug the hell out of it.
Amanda hit back, says the guy who's begged me to be on his show multiple times and I've turned him down every time. Pierce replied by highlighting her false claim to police that her bar owner boss, Patrick Lumumba, was involved in Meredith's murder at her flat in Perugia. He spent 2 weeks in custody before witnesses gave him an alibi. Amanda later admitted she made it up and got an extra 3 years jail on her sentence. I think she suffered enough then, an extra 3 years. Pierce tweeted, I think we all know why you might want to avoid interviews with British TV journalists, especially those like me. Pierce, fake pictures of British soldiers urinating on Iraqi prisoners. Do we want to go there, Pierce? Especially those like me who once worked with Meredith's father. OK, so you're making it personal. Mine would start with the question, your lies sent an innocent man, Patrick Lumumba, to jail. So what else did you lie about?
Oh, wow.
Meredith's family said that Amanda's return to Italy for the first time since she was cleared was inappropriate. Burglar Rudy Gerd, 32, was convicted of Meredith's sexual assault and murder and is halfway through a 16-year jail sentence. This is the thing, that entitlement. I mean, he's doing it to get clickbait. He's in the paper. We're talking about him. And he's a scumbag. He's a scumbag. He's not. I've met him. He's a nice guy. He's a nice, polite guy. But
the game he's playing stinks.
The game he's playing. He even stitched me up when I was on Good Morning Britain. And I was on at the same time as Amir Khan, a man who I didn't particularly get on with. And I'm sat there and suddenly he goes, why don't we get Amir in? Jesus. Because you know, if you'd have asked me, I probably would have said yes, actually. But you just, it's like, let's get Amir in. And then you got us sat there. Great. All right, fine. That clip's had like 1.5 million hits on YouTube. That's what he's doing.
But at that point, you're in not as a guest.
I was a colleague. I was a colleague. I just think, this is again going back to this Twitter thing, and it's an ongoing thing. It's this whole thing of, it doesn't, there's a great interview with Imani Koffler that I mentioned where she says, if something doesn't get clicks, it doesn't count anymore. It's all about clicks and likes. And if you're not getting clicks and likes, you don't exist. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's not even necessarily about audience members that watch the TV show. It's about the clips getting clicks and views.
There was an insult I noticed in the last couple of years coming out. You're not even relevant. You're not relevant. And what they mean is that you're not on telly very much anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
But to say someone is not relevant is saying what another human being is not important because you don't see them on the, you've not seen them on the television.
Yeah, yeah.
Relevant. I mean, where do we get off?
And it's how many
putting each other in the bin like that.
I've been called out by people like, well, you know, the right wing guy. I'm not even going to mention his name. You're not important to me. Look how many followers you've got. Oh, right, it's based on followers.
You know, you can buy followers.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think we should try better. It's why when people are sending me abuse, I'm just muting them or blocking them. Depends on the level of abuse. I'm just muting them and blocking them. I'm growing a moustache and people are calling me... everyone that calls me a pedo or a rapist is getting blocked straight away. People are laughing at it. And do you know what? I don't care. I wobbled at the weekend. I nearly shaved it off at the weekend. And I'm doing this now just to test my confidence. I'm growing a moustache. Might keep it, I might not.
Listen, it's not the most outrageous thing someone's done. It's not like you're tattooing your eyeballs or something.
It's not the most outrageous. I'm not getting an arse implant. You know, I'm not getting
horns on your head.
I'm not getting a rib taken out on each side.
But you would think that, and that to me growing says an tash. Awful lot. Do you know what it says? An awful lot about the confines we put on men in particular.
Yeah.
You have to look a certain way.
Yeah.
If you look like this, people are going to think this of you.
Yeah.
Women have, to a certain extent, had more of a playground when it comes to fashion and a look. You know, I get to change my hair every day. I get to look different, you know, and you kind of dress for who you feel like that day. Blokes don't get to do that. And it's like, how dare you? How dare you put something on your face that I don't understand?
I'm just growing a tash. This is all right from Repton. That tash is making you look like Cliff Calvin in Cheers. I'll take that. I like Cliff. He's one of my favourites. I'll take that. But everyone that's just calling me a pedo or a rapist, blocked straight away, because that's not funny. I don't know if you think that's banter. It's not funny.
It's from the same fun factory as all. Careful when you bend over in the prison showers.
Yeah,
not funny anymore.
Yeah.
You know, have a think about what you're actually saying about someone there.
I think I'm evolving as a human being. And all we can do is hope that we evolve as human beings, become better human beings. Not everyone is. Some are doing it at different paces. I've not always got it right, and I'll make mistakes, but I'm good at when I make a mistake, put my hand up and go, I think I got that wrong.
Here's something I'm learning. Other people's opinions are none of my business.
Yeah.
You do you, I'll do me.
Yeah.
Because actually, it makes no difference. If I know it, if I don't know it, why would you feel like you wouldn't come up to me in the street and say this stuff to me? Yeah. There was one guy over the weekend, and I noticed that he had a bit of a thing about me and Katie Puckrick, not blokes, if you notice, but I think you'd blocked him already, and that bullshine, that's about him. That's nothing to do with me.
You're right, it's about them. So, again, you know, this is making trying to make Twitter, just with our own little echo chamber, a better place.
Yeah.
So not engaging with any of the nonsense and the nastiness, just tweeting positive. You know, not like, hey, gays, you can do that. Hey, gays. Hey, guys, it's come and grab the sunshine today while you're feeling young. You know, all that rubbish. I'm not going to do put silhouettes of Native Americans and with
words
wise
of wisdom.
Words. Not doing that.
Live, laugh, love.
Just going to say I found a great album today. New Rocking Birds album, More of the Rocking Birds. More Rocking Birds, it's called. More Rocking Birds. It's a great record from a band that I bought their first album 30 years ago, and they've just delivered their fourth album, and it's brilliant. That's something I want to share. That's something we can do. Are you with me or again me? 0344-499-1000, dear listener. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
This is Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.